Track 5.
13.2. Exercise 6. Speaker 2.
Well, I'm an infant teacher and I work with children from the age of 4. Both boys and girls arrive at school interested and excited on day 1. But I find during that first year that I can't get the parents of boys to help their children at home. They expect their boys to be out playing football after school, not sitting at home reading a book. Basic skills have to be introduced in the home. And because the girls' parents do this, the girls race ahead. Then the boys feel they're failing, so they start mucking about, and things go from bad to worse.
Speaker 3.
Can I widen the topic beyond schools? Society has changed radically in the last 20 years, and fathers are no longer the breadwinners, necessarily. Indeed, the average boy growing up now may see a lot of men who are unemployed. And of course he's going to look at that and say, what's the point? There's no future for me. Girls, on the other hand, now see lots of opportunities, and they want to get out there and compete, get to the top. We haven't faced up to this, and yet it was obviously going to happen.
Speaker 4.
Picking up on what the infant teacher said, I've always understood the brain develops differently in boys and girls. So girls aged 4 develop quickly, whereas boys take longer to get going. For boys especially, I think we formalise education too soon in Britain. I can find no other examples in the world where formal teaching starts so early. I believe we should extend nursery education to the age of 6 so that there is more time for play, for discovery, and above all, language. Then, by the age of 6, boys would be ready for formal learning.
Speaker 5.
I think we should give credit to what has happened. I mean, it's a success story for girls, isn't it? OK, so girls are now achieving better results at school than boys, which is great. It was not the case 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. For the last 3 years, more girls have gained university places than boys. Good for them. I think this is all part of the wider picture of equal opportunities, and we should view it positively.